The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is growing. That was the word today from the U.S. Coast Guard. The spill began last week when an oil rig operated by the British company BP exploded. 11 workers are thought to have died in the blast. Since then, thousands of gallons of oil have been leaking into the Gulf daily. Now engineers are scrambling to come up with a system to stop the growing spill. There was a similar incident last year in the Timor Sea that lies between Australia and Indonesia. Louisa Rebgetz covered the incident for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. She's in Darwin on Australia's north coast. Louisa, what went wrong in the Timor Sea in 2009?
Basically, the West Atlas oil rig started spilling oil into the Timor Sea in August last year, and the company has since revealed, only months later, that a pressure corrosion cap was removed to clean corroded casing threads in the well. And that happened in March last year, but in fact they were never reinstalled. And what added to the problems was that they failed to put in the right amount of cement used in the well. So basically, the combination of factors, the failed cement job in connection with the absence of this pressure containment cap, caused the well to blow out. And it did so for some 10 weeks. Oil spilled into the Timor Sea off Australia's western coast.
Right. And Louisa, when we say the rig started spilling oil, you mean oil is actually leaking pretty rapidly below the surface of the ocean, right?
Yeah, that's right. 2,000 barrels of oil leaked every day from this well for 10 weeks until it was finally plugged. The day before it was plugged, the rig also caught on fire. So it was a massive, massive oil spill.
So it was very similar to what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico. How did they fix the leak in the end, and what were the various methods they tried before getting to the final fix?
Well, the company says the reason why it took so long to plug was that they had to call in another drilling rig to get down and try and plug the hole full of mud. So they had to actually wait 3 weeks while this oil was spilling into the ocean to get another rig. And then the process of filling it was quite complex. It was sort of done with magnetic robotic equipment. They described it as if you had to plug in a plate into the hole and then pump, I think it's 4,000 barrels of heavy mud into the hole in order to stop it leaking. They had 4 failed attempts at trying to do this, and they said that the reason why it's such a prolonged way to do this is because once they have one attempt, they then have to wait 5 to 7 days before they can try again, because they have to set up the whole equipment again and try and line it up. So it's not a very time-efficient way of plugging the hole.
What kind of damage did the oil spill do to marine life?
Well, that is still being assessed, and environmentalists in Australia say that the true extent won't be revealed for some time. And I suppose I have to put into context this area. This area is described as a marine superhighway. It's part of the most pristine part of the world and lies nearby reefs. There's endangered flatback turtles in the area and whales. Some conservationists say that dolphins, sea snakes, birds and turtles were spotted swimming through the slick. They can't put a figure on the exact amount of casualties caused by the slick. And in fact, the slick moved towards neighbouring Indonesia, and Indonesian fishermen reported that they had pulled dead fish from the ocean where the slick had moved into Indonesian waters. And I suppose from just the visible impacts that I saw via television crews flying over it were extreme. So that the true extent, the toxic effects of the spill are still being assessed and will be for years to come, environmentalists say.
Interesting parallels between the West Atlas oil rig disaster and the one that's happening right now in the Gulf of Mexico. Louisa Rebgetz covered the West Atlas oil rig disaster last year for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. She joined us from Darwin, Australia. Thank you very much, Louisa.
Thanks, Marco.